Boo.
Boo, is that all you're going to say? Boo. Right, could you just move a minute, please? Excuse me. Right, would you like to get this? Would you like to wheel this out? Farm, is that what you want to do? Play with your farm?
No, but if I want to, I can move this and then get that.
You can. But at the moment, I'll tell you why I asked you to move this. Because I really want to try and sort some of these things out. Now, this is what I thought, but tell me if you don't like this. At the moment, you've got in this storage thing here.
Place, fire, and then build.
That's what we've got. Police and ambulance and fire things, all your emergency vehicles. And in the bottom drawer, we've got mixers and diggers and things like that. So
you get all the emergency things in the bottom.
Well, this is what I was thinking. Look, we've bought this new box, didn't we? Because you've got such a lot of things now. We've had more toys, haven't we? So, we've had more toys and we're bound to get more. So how about...
Oh, great. You know, that little thing down there, and I always wanted to see that. Come on, let's see it, that.
With a card?
Yeah. Oh, I love that card.
Well, do you think there's enough room in this new blue box we've got to put...
I don't know.
...to put these things in? Because if there is, then I think it would make more sense to put your police... your new police things... in this bottom box, and then you've everything together, haven't you?
Mm.
What can you see on that, Tommy?
I want that cream thing and that and that, all of them.
You want them all?
Yes. Well, you can do one if you want.
Well, I can't buy them all, can I? Where was that from? Was it from Tesco?
Yeah,
because
I have that, I've only got
this. Right, let's look at the card. Oh! Let's stick it again. Right, so that's the little builder's lorry, isn't it?
Yes.
What's the man doing on the truck?
Getting cement.
Getting cement? Bags. Do you think it's bags of sand?
Yeah.
And then what's he going to do?
In there.
And what's that?
Mixer.
A mixer, and is there another man there? We're looking at a picture, aren't we?
Mm.
And the picture
is... Are you recording me?
I am, yes.
Huh?
Is that all right?
Mm.
No, you don't button your zip. Come on. Well, this is why I was saying, because for people listening to this, they don't know what we're doing. But we're trying to sort out some toy boxes, aren't we? And you've come across, when Mummy buys a new toy, I tend to get rid of the packet, but I do keep... usually a picture of it, because then when we put it in the storage box, you can see through the clear plastic what's in the box. And this is a card showing all the... Oh, bless you. All the different toys that are in there. Oh, Thomas. Bless you. Do you want a tissue?
No, thanks. I'll sneeze on you, Janine.
Oh, you say I'll sneeze on you, Janine? She'll have heard that. Cheeky monkey. So we've got one toy out of how many are shown there? How many different types of toys?
Nineteen.
Is that what you get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I think you counted one row twice.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
No, well, yeah, there are only seven if you had a point to seven. So what sort of things can you see on that picture? What sort of toys? You've got the builder's lorry with the bags of cement and the cement mixer and the men.
Very new one.
Well, it's not a case of buying new ones, Alan. We got that in Tesco when we saw it, but I don't think they stock all of these.
No, but if they do see one.
No, but this time.
I would like.
This time of year, you've got a lot of toys and you're getting some more.
Mummy's no money.
What would you like?
One of them.
What's that? What's on the picture? What is it?
One truck and another truck and one picture of mum.
One truck and another truck? Well, look, this
and
one.
And a picture of Janine living in an apple.
Janine living in an apple. Well, that truck, I'm not quite sure what that is. It looks like a huge iron, but it can't be, can it? That builder's truck has a massive drum on.
I've seen one of them.
Well, I haven't.
On the railway. I've seen that big drum on one of the railways.
Have you? Because I thought the big drum had something to do with electricity cables. I'm not
quite
sure.
Yeah, I saw one on the motorway.
Did you?
Because I think they're doing something about stuff.
I think they're doing something about stuff. Well, do you think that's...
Dangerous. Don't listen to this.
They've got roadwork signs. There's a sign there and it says caution, but I can't read it. I can read caution, but I can't see what else it says.
Well, look at that.
That sign there, it says caution. But that almost looks like a tarpaulin or a tent of some sort,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Something.
Well, that's a different picture there. Which one's that?
I like that.
Well, that looks...
Recycling truck.
Recycling truck, is that what it is? Well, it's a big truck, a little bit like your dustbin lorry, and there's a green wheelie bin. And that looks like a Christmas tree, doesn't it?
I think it is.
And then we've got a man and a lady sitting on a bench next to a tub of flowers. You think they're having a picnic or something?
Mm.
And behind there is a recycling...
Bin,
that's the word. And there's one there that, look, a police van with a police horse. And that's a nice one. I'm surprised you didn't want that. It says fire. Fire lake, keep clear. Fire lake or fire lane? It's a fire engine and it's got a dinghy on top, hasn't it? What do you think they would use that for?
Going in water.
Doing what?
Going in water.
Going in water.
Mm. Is that ambulance?
Looks like it.
Yeah, it's got a wheelchair.
Oh yes, that's an ambulance and it's got a wheelchair. They're all nice toys, actually, aren't they?
I really would like that one.
Would you?
And that one. And that one. I want four things. That. No, five. That. No. Six. That one.
Six now, but there's 16 pictures. I bet you'd like all 16, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. I like a picture of apple. Eating a big fat plum. She looks like a big fat plum either. She does.
If she's listening to this, my gum will be trouble. You stuck on the bum because she looks like a big fat juicy plum.
Yeah.
I think it must be quite nice to look like a plum actually. Because we like plums, don't we?
Yeah, but then you'll get munch and crunch.
And then she'll all be gone. And there'll only be a stone left in the middle. Do you think that'll be a heart?
That'll be a bum, yes.
Stop talking about bums!
Yeah!
Good cheeky. Anyway, this isn't getting very far, is it? So you're going to put things... Why did you get all excited? Because you saw the picture, or was it because you saw the toy? The picture. Now, this is the other thing I was going to ask you, Tom.
A skip truck.
You're lying in a biffer bin, that's
right. Bye bye, Janine.
Don't pull that wire, otherwise it will be bye-bye Janine, won't it? Right, if we put these in here, Tom, and leave this drawer free,
yeah.
For these fire and police things, that's fine, but can I just ask you now, you haven't got very much, but you've got a few bits of Playmobil, haven't you?
Yes.
Now, what are we going to do with Playmobil? Are we going to put the Playmobil police car in the bottom of this box with the other police things?
Yes. Even though I'm not looking yet.
Well, you don't have to look because you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I don't actually.
Well, I'm saying we've got a box with Lego in it.
What's Lego?
Thomas. We've got a box with a Lego in it.
What's Lego?
We've always had the Playmobil.
What's Playmobil?
Thomas, stop being annoying.
Right. What's annoying?
You are.
What's you are?
Right, this box.
What's this box?
Has signs and things like signs? That. Well, in here we've always had your roadwork signs and your cones and your bits of Playmobil, but this box now is really quite full. So shall we keep this with what's in here?
Yeah.
But instead of putting your Playmobil, because you've got that little postman Playmobil as well, shall we put all the Playmobil with the Playmobil police car?
What's a police car?
Oh, Thomas, in the bottom of this.
What's old Thomas?
You see, I was thinking we could
actually. What's all this thinking?
You're like a parrot.
What's a parrot? She means a parrot, yeah. Big old fat one.
Now stop that, Thomas. Stop that.
Funny.
I don't like what you're saying.
Mm.
It isn't funny.
It is.
It is not funny.
Da-da.
I shall get cross in a minute.
I'm going in.
Now, the other thing we could do is to put your Playmobil things in here and then get a very small box to put that in. What would you like? What's the matter, Thomas?
Nothing.
Well, if there's nothing matter, then please come and help me sort these things out.
You're just talking, not talking.
Well, it's because we were trying to decide what to do. Are you happy with the Playmobil in there?
Mm.
Yeah? Well, come on then, let's do it between us.
There's only two Playmobil things.
Sorry?
There's only two Playmobil things.
What do you mean? Come on, Tom. Do you want to put... let's see if these skip things will go in here.
I'm glad I'm going to school.
Pardon?
I'm glad I'm going to school.
You're glad you're going to school?
Because then I won't hear you.
That's not very nice, is it? Do you know where the lid is for this box, Thomas?
No.
No, I'm not. I'm sitting on a stool. Is it there on the radiator? I washed it. I popped it on the radiator to dry, I think.
Uh-huh.
Is it there?
Yeah.
Right, could you pass it, please? Mm. That's not going to fit, is it? It's only got two things in it. What about we get that box with all the jigsaws and things like that in? Because that's a bit bigger, isn't it? It matches the other ones. Is it still that blue box around the corner of the sofa, Thomas? Are you not feeling very well?
You know I'm not.
Well, I know you're not all that well, but I didn't think you just wanted to lie on a settee. Pardon? What's in that box there?
Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff? What sort of stuff?
I can't tell you.
Well, do you want to tip it out and have a look?
Well, there's all the party things.
Party things?
Yeah.
What, you mean blowers and hats and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Not. I've just given this a wash actually, Thomas, because it was a bit grotty. So when you said that Adam had a dustbin truck, is it one of the ones that's on this picture?
Mm-hmm. No.
No?
Which picture?
Because we bought him...
Yeah, that green one.
The green one. Oh, has he got that one?
Yeah.
Where did he get that from? Does he like playing with it?
I don't know. I think he does.
You think he does? Because we bought him that recycling one, didn't we? Do you remember?
The green one.
Pardon?
The green one.
No. Like the one you've got. Do you remember? Mm. What have you got there? Thomas, what have you got there? I know you're playing, but what is it? What truck have you got? Oh, a skip one. Well, look, there's some more skip things here. Tom, do you want to look at these skip things?
Going.
Do you remember we got that one in Spain?
Mm.
What did we used to do with it?
Collect pebbles.
That's right.
Are you recording music?
Pardon?
I'm recording.
No, I'm not recording now, no.
You.
Pardon?
You.
Well, there's no point recording you when you're just going to be grumpy, is there? Nobody wants to listen to that.
A truck so you can put like that little dumper in the skip.
Cause do you mean this?
Yeah.
Where's this from?
A party.
Alicia's
party.
Oh, Alicia's party, that's right, yes. Right, so I think that goes in there, doesn't it? And what about this one?
It was the one's party, but I can't remember any.
No, I can't remember either.
It's Molly, I think.
Who? Molly?
Glasgow.
Molly in Glasgow?
She lived in Glasgow. I know she lived in Glasgow.
Well, I don't know who you mean. You don't mean Samara's mummy, Anna Marie?
No.
No, well, she's the only person I know that lived in Glasgow.
I know there was a little girl that lived in Glasgow.
Well, Samara's family live in Glasgow. Samara's mummy's from Glasgow, so her grandma's there. Is it not Samara? I wonder who that is.
She's got blonde hair.
Blonde hair? Mm. And where do you know her from?
I just told you.
Pardon?
Glasgow.
No, you've not been to Glasgow. You don't know her.
Yeah, I've been to Glasgow.
When have you been to Glasgow?
I remember when I was three and I pooed in my pants. In the bath, I mean.
Yeah, but remembering, Thomas, when you were 3 years old and pooing in the bath isn't the same as remembering when you went to Glasgow. And we've not been to Glasgow.
Yeah, we have. You, so it's party.
No, we haven't been to Glasgow for a party. Samara's talked about Glasgow. I think that's what it is. Does that belong in
skip?
Pardon?
It doesn't belong in the skip. I just put it in the skip.
Okay. Hello there.
Well, you're doing the last time you just have a look at this. And we saw that traffic light.
Is that the Playmobil leaflet?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so maybe there's something on there then. You like looking at leaflets today? Perhaps there's something on the Playmobil leaflet that you
would like.
Well, when we went to York to the toy shop.
No, I don't think we have got that, but I want that little thing where it's on the traffic centre. I don't think it is. I wanted that milk tank that isn't on here.
Oh no, well the milk tank we saw
let's see that.
In the shop in Pocklington, didn't we? You've wanted that for a long time. No, that's not a Playmobil one. That's just in the, it's like a corgi toy, that. It's just in the newsagents. But you know the toy shop at Nanobil is? There's some Playmobil in there that you like. Because
more
do you remember
yeah,
when
that's the same.
Well, when I went to Nana's without you one time and bought you a little toy, you said there was something in the toy shop that you wanted. But I don't know what it was, so perhaps it's on that leaflet, is it?
It's a building thing. I think it is on one of these. I think it is on one of these. I know it is.
Oh, well, if you can show me a picture, then it helps when I go next time, doesn't it?
I've got all the leaflets. Oh, no, that's the police car thing.
That shows you how police cars are put together, yes.
Ah, that's it. No, it's not on any of these.
Isn't it? What was it like? Can you describe it to me?
I can't remember what it looks like. I know what it looks like, but I can't see it.
But was it a builder's thing, or was it a police thing? A builder's thing. Talking of builder's thing, shall I put Uncle Sid's white van in this box here with the diggers and things?
Mm-hmm.
And you know where that is, or that would even go in the one with the beehive truck, wouldn't it?
Mm.
And is this from the farm set, Thomas?
Yeah.
Does that belong with the Land Rover?
Yeah.
All right. And we know that, where that goes then, don't we?
Toasty.
That's right, we thought it was a dustbin man, didn't we? A rubbish man.
And then when we
got it home, it's a postman, isn't it?
It must be an air person where he gives you a post. Because in the magazine here, it's airport thingy.
Well, there is a Playmobil set, an airport one, isn't there?
If you look carefully at one of the men, you can see on the cap the same something. It's an airport cleaner. I think when there's rubbish on the floor, it's airport cleaner. Because look at that one's hat, it's the same as this.
It is, isn't it? Yes, it's
I think it's an airport cleaner.
Oh, I see. Well, look, this Playmobil one, which we've seen many times.
Oh, like that truck, dustbin.
That's right, well, the dustbin truck's a big one, isn't it? But we've got a little man here sitting in a, almost like a road sweeper, but I would imagine they use that at the airport to clean the concourse. And they've got those in the shop at Nana Bielby's house. The airport baggage one, because I always like that. I think you'd have a lot of fun with that. And then they've got this little dustbin man here who's sweeping, and there's a cat sitting on the dustbin.
I bet you would like that.
I would really.
If there was not a cat, would you like it?
Probably not so much, no.
Mm. And then because you just saw a cat and you look at it.
I do.
Mummy, I think this. Yeah. Which one do you think is the airport one?
That one, yes, the light one. The other one has the fire extinguisher on it, doesn't it?
Mm. How do you open this?
Let's have a look. Well, I think we thought it was a cleaner, didn't we? Because we thought this was a bin, and then when we got it home, it's actually a little bin on a wheel, and it's full of letters. Now, I had problems opening this when we first got it. Ooh, Tom, can't do it.
I know you can. Oh, it's a very hot day.
Is it a hot day? Oh, he's taken his hat off, has he? And look at all the letters inside. Have you noticed all the different shapes and sizes of envelopes?
One stuck in my white van, I think I've got that one out.
In this white van?
Yep.
I haven't seen anything. I looked at the white van a few minutes ago. There you are, all the letters. You flip it down, Thomas.
Flick it down.
Flip it down.
Let me have it.
Flip your lid.
Like this.
I say flip your lid. There you are. You flip the lid open. Now, I don't even know whether you want a drawer for police, a drawer for fire, and a drawer for ambulance, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you just prefer all these sort of control rooms in one place together?
Control rooms, yeah.
Together?
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter if we mix them up, does it? I found some more Lego. Lego. That's a Lego racing car. Meow. Sounds like you're about to do the conga. Did we have a fire engine one, Thomas, as well?
I don't know. All the little letters are for you.
And where's the fire engine one, darling?
The big ones are for council.
The big ones are for what?
The council.
Alright. Could you pass me the board, please, with the siren on it? Thank you very much. And how about the fire station that goes with it?
It's bent on it.
It's not, doesn't matter. It's only ripped a little bit. And if you put this on, look. There you are, that's the fire station, that's the back. What can you see in the fire station?
Who's boots? Fire sign, hose, jacket, helmet.
You can see out of the window, can't you, as well?
Nice sunny day.
Nice sunny day with clouds in the sky, but the nice white fluffy clouds on a blue sky, aren't they? I thought you were going to sing your fire engine song. Fire engine, Is it the fire engine at the fire station?
Fire engine, the fire engine. There's one like the fire engine, Everyone look at the fire engine. You know, the police pretend like that. It's in your workbench.
In your workbench? Ah, under the workbench, that's good. I'm glad you know where it is. Well done. Thank you. Where's that? Now, I think the police playmobile can go in there, can't it? Right, could you please pass me the baby white box, please? Hey, where's this little map come from?
Hello. Looks... How are you?
Hello, it says Dr. X, whoever Dr. X is.
Oh, good, Dr. X. He kills everyone, but he does.
Does he?
Yeah. Hmm. I should have a gun with it.
That's a really nice man, isn't he?
He's Dr. X. He's called Doctor because he used to be a doctor and now he likes X's.
Now he likes X's. He's an ex-doctor, is he? Something that used to be something and isn't anymore is called...
Dr. X.
An X. Right, which first engines do these belong on, Thomas?
None.
They must belong on something. Should I just put them with the Playmobil things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, darling.
Yes, darling.
Here, Kukra.
You got a great assortment of things. And yet again, we've got ladders that don't really belong on anything. How do we get in such a mess with all these ladders? Any idea which... This one. Ah, I bet that comes from there.
Fire engine. Anyone look at the blue? baby mama, get the fire engine, fire engine, fire engine.
Do you reckon that one goes in there, Tom?
Mm-hmm. I like the airport, the plane.
You know, at church in the crash, Thomas, that Lego. Is your Lego fire engine out at the moment? It is, isn't it? Oh, well, there's the Lego fireman as well. Well, they were moving a lot of the toys out of the crash because a lot of them are very noisy, very bangy toys.
Is that plane?
Well,
no, the plane isn't moved.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say to you. What she said was they're having to take a lot of toys out because they make too much noise. Now, the plane itself didn't really make noise, but when people go meow, meow across the floor with it, it did. And I was going to say to you, Jenny said everything was going to be put in plastic bags. If you wanted to help yourself, I was going to say, would you like
yes.
a plane if it's there? Because we've always played with that.
I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, when you go next week, I think somebody else might have taken it though, because Rory's mum had a big bag of things, you know, the other day. I think she might have taken something already, do you?
Yeah.
You seem to have quite a few police things from your police dressing up kit here, Thomas. Do you want those in these boxes as well?
Yes. There's a bin.
Sorry?
There's a bin.
A bin, where?
Bin.
Oh, that bin, yes.
Bin. Well, if I just put this like this, wheelie bin.
That's it. Right, should we keep these plain wheel leaflets? I think both the same, won't they?
Yeah. Because
you've had quite a lot of fun just looking at those, haven't you?
Yeah. With some telly.
Well, later on, it's going to be lunch very soon.
What, a little bit of telly?
And guess what? We've now got a spare box.
Ah, that's what I want. The plane.
Let's have a look. Is that the same leaflet as this?
I don't know. Let's see.
Oh, there's leaf things on both sides.
Shall I look if I can see the thing I wanted?
Yes. Can you describe it to me, though, Thomas?
No.
When we spoke on the telephone, you tried to describe it, didn't you?
That's the airport I want. There's the airport I would like.
That's better to say I would like rather than I want. Oh, wow, that's big. Oh, look at that. Reminds me of when we go and sit at the airport and have a cup of coffee.
And a juice.
And a juice.
And a biscuit.
And a biscuit. What's our usual order in Marks and Spencer's? Comes to exactly £3, doesn't it?
What?
One cup of coffee for Mummy, and it always comes with a little wafer biscuit that somebody manages to pinch before I get a chance to eat it. And you have, what's your favourite sort of juice?
Apple.
Apple juice, and what do you usually have?
Banana juice.
Banana juice? No, you don't have apple juice. What do you have with it to eat?
Squash.
No, what do you eat with your apple juice? You have a gingerbread man usually.
And someone gets to pinch your biscuit.
Well, you pinch my biscuit and then you have a gingerbread man. Would you like to lean all that police car over to me, please, and the fire?
I like that digger stuff.
Oh, that's a nice digger, isn't it? Very nice.
Which one?
It's here, sweetie, on the floor. And there's yet another.
Right. Way for the police.
Yes. I've just realised that belongs in your SOS station. I don't even know where that is.
I don't.
I think you had more than one though, didn't you?
Ah, there's some more diggers.
I'll pop that in there for now. Do you want to keep this Playmobil box, Thomas?
Yes.
Or shall we just cut the picture of the police car off and pop that in the box?
No, I just want the picture. I want the box.
You do?
Can I have a pot of telly on here?
Well, not just yet, Thomas. Well, how about I make some lunch while you watch a little bit of television and then we can sit and have lunch and talk some more, okay?
Yep.
Fire engine came along. Oh, fire engine came along, yes.
I look.
She said, you can't be too careful with a hole like that.
What is it?
She peered down.
It's rolling well, a story.
It's a what story?
Thimble's to have a story.
A story. All right. Fireman's story. Oh, that was appropriate, wasn't it? Yeah.
Money.
Well, that's it, he'll think.
That's what you do, what I shop for him.
Well, he'll think if he can just.
And he said chewing gum too. I'm not buying chewing gum.
Well, that's
I'll get into trouble if I get chewing gum into school, and Nathan has got chewing gum in school, and I'll just throw it.
Well, that's what I mean to him, was if he just says, I want you to get. And you go ahead and get it for him, then he's going to think every time he wants something he can just say that. And that's bullying, really. That's not nice, is it?
No, just give it to him. I don't mind if he says it again and again. I just don't care if he says it.
Right, so I'm going to make this sandwich now.
Finish.
Have you? You're enjoying doing that colouring, aren't you? Those wax crayons smell quite nice, too.
Can I just have the red?
Your red. There's a red there. There's two reds. Two different types of red. So there's these thinner crayons. These are very chunky ones that you're using. The chunky ones are quite easy to hold, though, aren't they? But they're not quite so good when you're doing very fine work, you know, if you're colouring right near the edge of a picture. The fine ones are better, aren't they? But the chunky ones quickly colour in a big area, don't they?
Mm.
Is this the sort of bread you want, Thomas?
Yes. I want chewing gum. I'm not getting chewing gum. No way.
No.
He can't. He's going to get a teacher pen, but no way. He's not going through me to get chewing gum.
No. Well, I'm surprised chewing gum is allowed at school. I wouldn't have.
No, it wasn't allowed, but just bring someone in his coat pocket and Beyblades.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, that's another reason why you mustn't get it for him, because if it's not supposed to be at school, and he's caught with it, you know what he'll say, don't you?
And then he'll say to the teacher, no, Thomas gave it me.
Precisely, gave it to me. But yes, that's exactly what will happen. Now, how many slices of bread on the sandwich, please?
I want four sandwiches, please.
Well, do you mean four slices of bread to make two sandwiches?
Four sandwiches, well,
if they're cut in half, then it is four sandwiches, isn't
yeah.
it? Okay, don't go away now because it's not.
Can I have some crust? Because there's.
Well, let's see if you can eat this first.
No, but I want some crust. Got it. Crust.
Well, will you sit down, please?
I don't want any jam on the crust.
No, well, just sit down and you can start eating that now.
I don't want to wash my
hands. No, come on, sit down, please, Thomas.
I nearly stopped me because it looked like. The knife was coming in.
No, I don't think that knife would stab anybody, really.
Why?
Well, it's only a very soft, it's very rounded edge. It's for doing butter. Putting butter on bread.
Thank you.
How's that?
Nice.
Okay. And these sandwiches will be ready in a moment. Do you feel quite hungry now?
Mmm.
Yes. That's a good sign, isn't it? You're feeling a little bit better now.
Mmm.
There we are. There's one sandwich.
Will it be playtime now? Lunch playtime?
No, not yet. I'm not really sure what time you do things at school, to be honest. But no, I think it's a little bit early yet.
Yeah. have lunch at 7 o'clock.
No, you don't, Thomas. Right. So at 7 o'clock, you're either just getting out of bed here at home, or you're just getting ready to go back to bed because it's 7 o'clock in the evening. You've got 2 7 o'clocks in a day, 7 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the evening. And you're not at school for either 7 o'clock, because school is 9 o'clock until 3:15, quarter past three. So you go to school after the first 7 o'clock in the morning, and you come home from school before the next 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Right, would you like a drink of juice with that?
Mm.
Pardon?
Yes, tea.
It's better.
Two fruits.
Oh, would you like to use some sparkling water?
Sparkling.
Okay. Is she gum a little bit sore?
Yeah. Tooth and gum.
Mm. Perhaps we'll have a little visit to the dentist, but I think it just looks to me as if you've got a sore patch on your gum. And it will hurt when you eat on it. As if you get, if there's any salt or anything a bit spicy in the food.
Is jam spicy?
No, but jam is sweet. And if you've got, I'm not saying you have a little hole in your tooth, but if you have a little hole in your tooth, if you eat anything cold, like ice cream or anything sweet, sugary, then that can very easily hurt.
It'll make me die.
No, it won't make you die, darling. Hope not, anyway.
Are we recording now?
Why?
Good.
Why? I've got all the equipment on, the lights are on, but it's not working at the moment. Because somehow when the machine's on, you seem to go very quiet, don't you?
Mm.
So I've turned it off for a little while. It's just that I've got the lights on to remind me that we need to finish off later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, tell you what, Thomas, it's a bit cold today. I feel cold. You?
Mm.
Ginny.
Oh, Ginny, my willy.
Pardon?
Ginny, oh, my cold willy.
Thomas. For you to talk about something warm. There's some sausages in the fridge. You fancy sausages for tea?
I might.
You might?
Yeah, that's not nice. Blood on your sandwich.
It's not, it's tomato sauce.
That's tomato sauce.
Oh, let's start that again.
Oh, start again.
Tomato relish.
What's relish?
It's like chutney. It's made with tomatoes and onions.
What are onions?
And things like raisins.
What
and
are
sultanas.
What's sultanas?
Nice. Well, raisins and sultanas. You like eating those, they're quite sweet, aren't they? But if you put them with vinegar and tomatoes and onions and a bit of sugar, spices, and boil them up, you make a nice chutney or a relish. Because tomato sauce is just smooth, isn't it?
Mm.
But the chutney's got all bits, it's a bit chewy.
No more after that.
No more after that. Can you not manage any sandwich? Well, why don't you eat at the other side, Thomas?
No.
But your tummy's going to be hungry if you don't get food inside you. So if you eat at the other side, then it's not stinging your gum.
Right. I'm eating at the other side now, but I can't.
That's a nice sandwich, ready. Didn't take long to make those, did it, today?
No more.
Oh, it's about the crust that you want.
No.
It's probably chewing the crust that's hurt your mouth a little bit.
No more.
No, would you stay where you are, please?
Right.
Because I want you to stay where you are. Do you feel full?
Yes, my finger hurts now.
Your finger hurts as well? What have you done to your finger?
Don't know.
You're in the wars, Thomas, aren't you?
Mm.
Poor old Thomas.
I didn't see any tracks when I was in the war.
Thomas the Tank.
Oh yeah, Thomas the Tank. The tank.
No, I've told you about that before.
It's a tank. I was like, oh, why are we not seeing James Bond for a long time?
James Bond? Wow.
Has he died?
No, James Bond, no. I don't think James Bond ever dies, Thomas. Well, I think one night, or a couple of nights, running, he was on the television, wasn't he? Mm. And you saw just a little bit of it before you went to bed. I'll tell you who likes James Bond.
Who?
Uncle David.
Oh, yeah, because he likes seeing guns, like, bang.
No, it isn't the guns, it's just a nice program.
A nasty program.
Well, some of the things that happen on it are a bit nasty, yes.
Yeah, bang. Really nasty when he put his helper in this big tank and he threw it on this big thing that moved, and then he went under some train track and went ah. Then he went out on the train track and this train came.
It doesn't sound very good, that. Can you hear rain now?
Yes. Are you heavy? The doors are all closed. Come through the bricks.
No.
Heavy.
No, well, I hope it's not heavy enough to come through the bricks. I do think it's quite cold there, don't you?
Come through the bricks. It would be funny if it did come through the bricks.
No, it wouldn't. I don't think Dad would be very pleased. No, I wouldn't be very pleased because I'd have to mop up a flood.
I wouldn't be pleased. I would be pleased. And I wouldn't. Then I could practice swimming. And all my toys will be wet and broken.
They would. All the ones with batteries in would break, wouldn't they?
Rusty.
They go rusty, that's right.
No, but it's nice to practice swimming. I get a swimming certificate off the computer.
A bit colder, don't you think, for swimming?
No, but then I'll run upstairs. I'll say, can I get my swimming things? And then I'll try and get my goggles on. And then I can practice swimming in the water. Good? Yeah. Like this. Bang!
What's she doing? Not that juice.
Juice!
I've enjoyed this sandwich. Are you sure you don't want
anything else? Sandwich didn't take long to make. That sandwich didn't take long to eat.
I was just thinking that. I could actually eat another one, but that was the last slice of ham in the packet. So that's the end of
it. What about jam sandwich?
Well, I was going to say I could finish one of your sandwiches for you, but are you sure you don't want something else? What's about a banana or an apple?
Banana or an apple. Both, more like.
Oh, would you like both?
But not at the same time.
Oh, how about a banana? Because you've had an apple today already.
Actually, no, not on me.
Or would you like an apple then?
No.
Or a pear?
No.
But some nice pears.
Yesterday we had pears for my snack.
Did you?
Cut up pear then.
Would you like a pear?
Mm-hmm. It's homemade, yes.
Homemade? Well, it's not homegrown. I bought it in the shop, but I can wash it and I can cut it up for you, take the core out.
And then it's homemade.
I don't like the sound of that rain.
It's only if I went through the bricks. All your pots will smash. Then it won't be good for swimming.
No.
You'll get cut.
The floor would have a nice wash though, wouldn't it?
No, the washing up would.
Yes, we'll just take the dirty pots outside.
Mm.
And squirt a bit of water, washing up liquid in them.
Yeah.
And let the rain wash them. The only thing is, Thomas, I think probably a bit more dirty than they are at the moment. Don't you need rain water?
Mm. And I need scrubbing.
Pardon?
I need scrubbing.
Yes, I would.
I know.
Here's a little bowl for
I could swim, but not flippers, just like rubber-dub things.
Rubber-dub things, what do you mean?
Cloth. Then swim all over dishes and plates.
Oh, I see, rubber-dub thing.
Wonder rubber-dub.
You mean like a dish cloth or a mop, a dish mop, is that what you're thinking
yeah,
of?
A rubber-dub-dub.
A rubber-dub-dub.
In a tub.
Yes.
You're good if you were in a tub. Stop you talking.
Oh, thank you, Thomas.
Ginny never talks.
Isn't she?
No. She's in blinded. Janine's in blinded.
Janine's in blind date. What do you mean?
Blinded. She's too blind.
What do you mean?
Mummy. Kiss the bride.
Oh dear.
Kiss the bride.
Excuse me. Kiss the bride.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you said Janine was in blind date. I don't know what you mean.
Because Janine looks like someone in blind date.
Does she? She looks like somebody in blind date. Who does she look like?
Claire.
Claire?
No, she looks like Anne Robinson.
Anne Robinson?
Yes.
She doesn't look anything like Anne Robinson. Anne Robinson has red hair. She's got glasses.
I'll give her some red hairspray and some glasses.
Well, yes, but then it's not Janine, though, is it?
And I will give her a wig.
A wig?
A blonde wig. A wig.
I don't think she'd be very pleased if you thought she was like Anne Robinson.
She is bossy, actually.
Who? Anne Robinson or Janine?
Yeah, that'd be funny if you're on a boat and it's just sank.
Yeah.
You saw the mast go down.
Right, there's your pair.
Yeah.
Now, what's about this final sandwich?
No, I'll just have the crust.
Okay, well, eat over your plate, please.
What's a plate? Mummy's Anne Robinson. Mum's Anne Robinson. She's so bossy.
That's
do you know the soldiers song? Can I sing that song?
What song?
Her name is Anne Robinson. She is Anne Robinson. I'll give her wig and red hairspray and some sunglasses. I'm gonna buy a little quiz. I'm going to buy one of those spin chairs. I'm going to buy one of those oysters. Your wig is saying goodbye.
What did you say? You buy her a spinning chair?
Yeah.
And you buy one of those voices that says...
Your wig is saying goodbye.
Well, the wig is saying goodbye. Remember when you said that at nursery once?
Mm-hmm.
To Miss Ashworth and Miss Lonsdale. They thought that was funny, didn't they?
Your wig is saying goodbye.
Are you going to finish your lunch now, Thomas?
Oh, do I have to, Mama?
Well, if you don't want to be hungry...
Cut the bride.
Then I would say yes.
I could just cut the bride.
Are you finished colouring in that picture now?
No, Pa. No, Pa.
No?
No.
So what did he have to do apart from colouring the picture? Did he have to think about what they were doing or talk about what they were doing?
Mm-hmm. Draw a picture there.
So there are, oopsie-daisy, there are three pictures.
Four?
Well, three pictures that they've drawn and you've drawn the fourth one. The first picture is of a boy and a girl kicking a football.
Shoot and he doesn't score.
Does he shoot and doesn't score? I think they must be in a park because what's the next picture after them playing football?
Swing.
He's pushing her on the swing. So if it's a place where it's like Disbury Park, there's an area where you can play football, there's a goalpost. And there's an area where you can swing.
In Ben's garden, there's a goalpost. In our garden, there's a swing.
Well, that's true, yes. Well, that's very true. It could just be the garden, couldn't it? Because there's a tree and some grass.
Yeah, I always got a bench in our garden.
Yep, this is true. And the third picture is the boy and the girl eating ice cream on the bench. And you're quite right, we've got a swing and a bench in our garden and a tree. And if Ben's got
a goalpost,
it could be somebody's garden. But what have you drawn in the fourth picture?
An ice cream van,
an ice cream van.
They'll say, stop, let's go to the ice cream van.
Yeah. Well, it's true, there isn't an ice cream van in Didsbury Park, and yet every night the ice cream man drives past here, doesn't he?
Mm.
What's the
tune? He drives past, but Bingo next, it said.
Did it, Bingo next? That's right, we've got the television on without the sound, haven't we?
We have got the sound, but I think I put it in X.
Pardon?
I think I put it in X.
In X? You mean you put it on mute? You stop the sound? No, I turned it down, actually, Thomas.
And then I turned it up.
And then I turned it down.
And then I turned it up.
No, but when you came for your lunch, I turned it down.
So, and then I turned it up.
So can you answer me one thing, Thomas?
What?
This boy and girl are playing football.
Yeah, no, that, bye.
Then they're playing on the swing.
Zip, zip, zip.
Zip, are you closing your mouth?
You should do that too.
Then they're stop being cheeky, please. No, it isn't funny. Then they're sitting on a bench eating ice cream. Now, the next picture, they're buying ice cream from an ice cream van. Does that mean they've gone back for a second ice cream?
Yeah, I think they'll go off the swing and
look at
the ice cream and come
back. Oh, I see. So it's going around that way, is it? They've played football, got off the swing. Oh, gosh, I'm hot. Gone to the ice cream van, bought some ice cream, and then it goes around that way, does it, the book?
And then soon they go this way, they'll go, oh, I want another ice cream, go back to the ice cream van, oh, another swing, oh, I want some more football.
Now, the other thing I've noticed, you've coloured this picture very beautifully, but the first picture of the boy playing football, he's got a red t-shirt and blue trousers.
No, but then it's the other day, she didn't screw her stuff up, but her trousers. And he did, so he got through that.
I see. So on the picture where they're eating the ice cream, he's had to change his red T-shirt, has he?
Because
he's playing football and pushing her on the swings in a red T-shirt, and he's eating ice cream in a blue.
I think he's spilt something.
Well, let's hope he doesn't drop that ice cream onto his new blue T-shirt. And then she's got yellow trousers on and a pink T-shirt, but then when she's on the swings, she's a completely different outfit. Oh no, she's changed her trousers. It's the same top.
No pair.
You don't want the pair? Okay, well, we can pop it in a bowl and you can have it later, can't you? So why's she got different trousers on, Thomas?
She felt the grass went on.
Oh, I see. And then did
she look grass?
Right.
Okay,
so she got a grass stain. Stay there, please.
Yeah, grass stain.
And do you think her mummy managed to wash the trousers and get them dry? Because by the time she's eating the ice cream, she's wearing them again. Or do you think her mummy said, look what happened to his T-shirt? Now, I don't want you getting ice cream on your new, on your clean trousers. Put the old dirty ones back on, and then if you spill ice cream, it doesn't matter. Do you think she said that to her? Oh, that's clever. What have they got in their ice cream?
Chocolate
flake. I was going to say, you've drawn that very nicely, yes. There's the cone, and then the ice cream, and then the flake sticking.
I didn't actually draw the flake.
Was this in there already?
Yeah.
But you've coloured it, hadn't it? Couldn't you? You've coloured the cone orange, the ice cream yellow, and the flake brown. Very good. Just like a flake. Do you know what they call those ice creams with flakes in?
No.
A 99. 99? 99. It's an ice cream cone with ice cream and a chocolate flake in the top.
Me? Yeah. I really like those white sorbets.
White sorbets, yellow sorbets, lemon sorbet. That's what Mummy buys.
You know, actually, an ice cream cone.
Yes. Well, actually, the ice cream, the sorbet that we buy, it's lemon flavoured, very sharp lemon flavoured, but it is white, isn't it?
Mm.
It doesn't look lemon, does it?
Can I leave the table now?
Can in a moment.
I've got it a moment now.
That's it.
Come on.
Do your hands need a quick rinse, Thomas?
No, they don't. the dolly, dolly, do. Yeah, they do. I.
Tummy in the bowl. Wash them in the bowl, please.
Oh, yeah, they are a bit crummy. There, not crummy anymore. My bum is so fat I can't get through the table.
Well, you have to go on a diet then, won't you?
Who's going to Weight Watchers like that?
Weight Watchers? Weight Watchers.
Help!
What's happened? You collided with the laundry basket. Oh dear, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Thomas.
No!
Did you enjoy your lunch?
No.
No. Have you had enough to drink?
No.
Would you like another drink?
Yes, a sparkling.
Right, well, come and just pop your body back down there then, please.
What's the body?
Your bottom.
Your bottom?
Bottom. Bum.
Put your bottom back. Put your bottom back.
Do you just want a little sip, Thomas, or a big drink?
A big drink.
There you are. Okay, the cup's quite full, so don't spill it, please.
You turned it down, I turned it up.